Next, I'd like to present Dr. Jennifer Lehman. Dr. Lehman is an assistant professor in the School of Nursing at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill. Her research explores ways to effectively translate, disseminate, and implement the findings from research to improve practice. She's also a faculty in UNC's Prevention Research Center, where she leads the Dissemination Core, co-leads the core project, and is PI of UNC's Cancer Prevention and Control Research Network. Dr. Lehman?
Thank you. So I'm going to tell you about our Prevention Research Center's core project, which is developing and testing the community health worker role in linking clinical and community public health services. I have no disclosures. So we have three partners on our this research. One is the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill Prevention Research Center, but we are closely partnering with both the County Federally Qualified Health Center and the County Public Health Authority. The county we travel to is very rural. It's predominantly African American. 26% of its residents live below the poverty level. And the county as a whole ranks 95th out of North Carolina's 100 counties in health behaviors, with high rates of smoking, adult obesity, and physical inactivity. Another feature of this county is that it's a 300-mile round trip travel from the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and that's me standing in front of a cotton field on the way to Hertford County. So our purpose for this study is to develop and test a multi-component strategy to integrate community health workers within a clinic public health collaboration with the goal of preventing cardiovascular disease. And the project has three aims, and I'm going to talk to you today about the first aim because we have just finished year one. And the first aim was to conduct community-engaged formative research to design the overall strategy. The other two aims in the next, we will be moving forward now to assess the strategy's implementation and effectiveness, and then develop a dissemination plan for taking the strategy to scale. So this is our overall rationale for the project, which will come as news to few people in the room, but clinics, particularly federally qualified health centers, identify and treat at-risk patients. However, they only reach the patients that seek care, and they also have limited capacity to provide behavior change interventions. Public health and other community services have more capacity and expertise in delivering behavior change interventions, and also have it as part of their mission to promote healthier environments. So the community health worker can serve the role of linking these two clinics and public health and community services by reaching out to individuals who are not currently coming to the clinic, by providing increased capacity to actually deliver behavior change interventions, by linking those community members back to the clinic, and by linking both clinic patients and community members to public health and community services. So the community health workers, and we have just in the last 2 weeks hired both of our community health workers. These community health workers are hired by the health department, one of them, and by the FQHC, the other one of them. We are subcontracting with those two entities who are employing the community health workers as full-time employees with benefits. Down. So this is what I'm going to talk to you mostly about today, is the formative work that we did. So this is intended to display for you just some of the components that needed to be linked and the role of the community health worker in linking them. So in our formative work, we had to understand each of these components, and then we also had to collaboratively work together to develop the best approach to this linking function. So these are the various components of our formative work that I'm going to walk through with you right now. And the first of them is engaging a community planning team. And so that we do have a team in Hertford County that includes representatives from a number of different organizations that are working with us on this project. We meet in person monthly and have other smaller subcommittee meetings more often and phone calls. Just some of the tasks that we've accomplished is creating the CHW position descriptions and also a lot of work creating flow charts for how participants will flow through the process from clinics to CHW to community and in the other direction. This planning team also was involved in all the formative work that I'm going to be talking to you about. So another piece of formative work that we did was an inventory of community resources. And so we did this initially with the community committee so that we could geographically get a sense of the boundaries that we should be considering in terms of where the folks that go to the FQHC travel for the various resources that we were interested in. And the resources we were interested in were classes and support group, healthcare, pharmaceutical support, food stores, places to be physically active, and understanding the public transportation system. In addition to meeting with the community committee, this involved multiple trips to Hertford, lots of phone calls and in-person meetings, so that we now have a resource where 73 resources are included together with where they're located, if there's a cost, if there's times that they're opened or not opened, who the primary contact person is. So the next thing that we did was assess community needs. It's not next. These aren't in order. Another component of this is assessing community needs and preferences. We drew on an existing community assessment, a very well-done community assessment. We also did in-depth interviews with representatives of community organizations and met with community members. And I think I like this quotation because it's a good kind of reality check on us and our dreams. One of the community members said, "You must be looking for the Apostle Paul to hire on as your community health worker." So local challenges, and for those who work in rural areas, these are fairly common. There's long travel distances and little public transportation to get to things. Low education levels, only 32% of those over 25 are high school graduates. And the county actually has good high school graduation rates, but young people leave. There's a high level of distrust for those who are not known and trying to give something away for free. High unemployment and low incomes. There are also opportunities, and so we got input on places that the community health worker might be able to access hard-to-reach populations. We also learned that the county has experience with roles similar to the CHW and has positive experience in the past, and also that there's an existing coalition of agencies that are working together on the issue of health access, who we are partnering with in this work. So the next step in our formative work was the CHWs, in addition to serving the linking function, also are going to be delivering a behavior change intervention. And this is an evidence-based intervention that was developed by Tom Kaiserling, Alice Ammerman, and others at UNC. And it's essentially four in-person visits and three phone calls focused on healthy eating, and it uses a Southern Mediterranean diet, which I myself have adopted, and is high fat, higher fat, you know, looking at the healthy fats, lowering the carbohydrates. It also has physical activity, medication adherence, and smoking cessation. It's designed so that the community health worker works with the participant to prioritize which behavior they want to work on first, and that it walks them through small goal setting. So we adapted Heart to Health, we reduced and simplified the text, we incorporated local and low-cost foods. So for example, the photograph of Hellman's mayonnaise got changed to Duke's mayonnaise. And we incorporated the local resources that we developed through our inventory. And then we got further input from community members and are working on further revisions. So then we had to develop a community health worker training plan, and we worked with a subgroup of the planning team. We looked at existing national and North Carolina resources. We've developed a 6-day training plan, which will be delivered in November, and will be led by folks from UNC and also local experts. And this just shows you some of the resources that we drew on in developing the training. And I just want to point out, Sally Allgood and Michelle Schreiner are here, and they're two doctoral students at UNC Chapel Hill who have helped with a lot of this work. All right, the final piece of the formative work that we did is iPads. And so each of the community health workers will be equipped with an iPad, and the iPad, so the participant will get a hard copy manual of the heart to health intervention, but the CHW has an iPad that helps them track which goals the participant selected, with what referrals were made, any obstacles that were encountered, so that on the next visit they can easily pull up where they are with each of their participants. The iPad, our vision was that the iPad would directly link to the electronic health record at the federally qualified health center, and so far we haven't realized that goal. However, we are able to download information through a fairly circuitous process, but we are able to download information from the health record to populate information about the participants within the iPad. And the iPad is designed to create a summary at the end of each visit that the CHW can add additional notes to and then upload into the electronic health record so that the provider is kept informed of what's happening. The iPad also collects process and outcome data for the project. So this is our overall picture of our project, and we've finished year one, so we're starting on a two-year phase of implementing this project and testing both its implementation and effectiveness. And then in year three, we're going to replicate in a second community and also begin to plan to take to scale. I will say, while the take to scale is in year three, we are already actively involved in that. North Carolina is another one of your kind of baby states in terms of CHWs, but there's a lot of interest. So we are part of a stakeholder team that the state health department has collected around CHWs and informing that. And just since I've been here, Sam Seichert and I were on a phone call with the state head of the federally qualified health centers who's applying for funding to do CHW and wanted to learn from what we're doing. So I think that's that. Thank you.